Today's Amud is Yevamos Heyamud Aleph. We're holding by the top line, by the beginning of Heyamud Aleph. So says the Gemara like this. We're in the middle of a Shakla Vetarya. The Gemara is looking to find what's the Makar for Asei Deicha Lais Aseh. The context that the Gemara is asking this is the context of Yibum, that we're saying without a drasha, maybe I would have thought that a person could do Yibum with an Erva, and we would say Asei Deicha Lais Aseh. The Gemara wants to know what's the Makar for Asei Deicha Lais Aseh. So the Gemara on Dalet explained that the Makar is from Kalayim Vitzitzis. The Makar is in the fact that there's the Smichos, the Torah, put together the Parsha of Kalayim right next to the Parsha of Tzitzis. So from there we darshan the Smichos to say that the Asay of Tzitzis overrides the Lais Asay of Kalayim. And if a person has a baguette, let's say of Tzemer, and he wants to put on Pishtan strings, so he's allowed to. The Asay of Tzitzis will override the Isser, the Lais Asay of Shatnez. Now the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't darshan smichas, but even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in Mishnah Torah, where yibayisem amuchach, yibayisem amufne, so then you are allowed to darshan a smichas. The muchach, the fact that it's muchach or mufne, gives us the license to darshan the smichas. Now the Gemara explained that what makes it mufne, where in our smichas of kalayim and tzitzis do we have that there's an extra word? So the Gemara said that the extra words are by the parish of kilayim. By the parish of kilayim, the lashon of the pasuk is le silba shatnis tzemer upishtim yachdov. It says not to wear shatnis tzemer upishtim yachdov, which is wool and linen together. Now we already know that shatnis is wool and linen. How do we know that shatnis is wool and linen? From the Isser of Halas Shatnez that's written in Sefer Vayikra. Over there by Halas Shatnez, the Torah says, it uses the Lashon of Beged. It says, Beged Shatnez Liyala Alecha. So once we already have, Beged Kilayim Shatnez Liyala Alecha. And since it says the word over there, Beged, the Shita of Tanad of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel's Yeshiva, they taught that any time in the Torah you have the word Beged Stam, it's referring to Tzemeru Pishtim. Because since by Nige Begadim, the Torah specifies that the Beged is referring to Tzemer Upishtim, so to any time the Torah says the word Beged Stam, we learn out Sasam and Amifurish that a Beged Stam Beged in the Torah refers to Tzemer Upishtim. So once the Torah already tells us, Ubeged Kilayim Shatnez Olyala Alecha, it says the Kilayim is a Beged, and that's what you're not allowed to wear, that's what you're not allowed to put on you, so I already know that the definition of Shatnez is Tzemer Upishtim. So why does the Torah have to specify and say Leisilba Shanis Tzemeru Pishtim Yachtov? Those words are extra. That gives us the license to then darshan the fact that the following pasuk is Gedilim Tasalach. We could darshan the smichos to say that Asay of Tzitzis overrides the Leis Asay of Shanis. So again, what gives us the right to make this drasha, even though it's in Mishneh Torah, even though it's a smichas, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smichas, is the fact that it's in Mishneh Torah and it's mufna. And what makes it mufna is because we go like Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmal, that beged already means semeru pishtim, and therefore the fact that the Torah specifies semeru pishtim, that's already redundant, that's superfluous, that's extra, we don't need it, that's what makes it extra, which allows us and gives us the license to darshan the smichas. So now says the Gemara on Heyam and Aleph, that Tainach the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. So great. So now according to the Tana of the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael to Rabbi Yishmael's Yeshiva, so now we have a mucker for Asei Deicha Lais Aseh. So from the Smichas of Kalayim to the Parasha of Tzitzis, and we have the license to darshan the Smichas, even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Mufna. It's Mufna Lefi Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. However, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan Minalehu. But according to the Rabbanan, who don't agree with Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, if we're going to assume that they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can only darshan smichos if it's mufna, and yibayisema mufna, yibayisema muchach, but we're going with the teretz of mufna right now. So if you're gonna assume that Rabbanan, who argue in Rabbi Yishmael, agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that you can only darshan smichus when it's mufna. So where is it mufna? The Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel. They hold that beged in the Torah does not necessarily refer to tzemer upishtim. Taisus, the Ramaskul, the Rabbanan gets busy with trying to find who this Rabbanan are that argue with Rabbi Shmuel. But the Gemara seems to say that there's a Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Shmuel, and the Rabbanan hold that when the Torah says beged, I don't necessarily know that it's referring to tzemer upishtim. It's only Rabbi Shmuel who said that we learn out Sasum and Amafurish, that we learn out from Nigei Begadim that Beged Stam in the Torah refers to Tzemer Upishtim. As a result, the fact that the Pasuk by Shatnez specifies Tzemer Upishtim, it's Mufna. But according to the Rabbanan who hold that Beged in the Torah Stam does not necessarily mean Tzemer Upishtim, so the Torah had to tell me that Shatnez is Tzemer Upishtim. Otherwise, I would have no idea what Shatnez is. If so, there's nothing that's Mufna, there's nothing that's extra. So I don't have the license to darshan the smichus, if we're going to assume like Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't darshan smichus unless it's mufna. So I don't have the license to darshan the smichus, and mamela, we don't have a makar for aseidu echalai sase. So ask the Gemara that according to these Rabbanon, so where do we know aseidu echalai sase from? What's the makar for aseidu echalai sase? So on today's Amud, we're going to see the Gemara has three attempts to answer this question. Ultimately, in the following share, we'll get to the Gemara's final teretz. Says the Gemara, attempt number one. Where do the Rabbanan know Aseda Chalais Asei from? Nafkaluhu me Raishai. They learn it out from the word Raishai. The Tani we learned in the Raisa. The Pasuk says by a Mitzayra. Mitzayra, after he finishes his Saras, so he has to shave off all the hair on his body. The Pasuk says, Vahaya b'yayim ha-shvi, on the seventh day of his Tahara, yigaleach es kol sa'aroi, he has to shave all of his hair, as raishai, the hair of his head, ves zikana, his beard, ves gabais einav, ves kol sa'aroi, all of his hair, yigaleach, v'chibes es begada, v'rachet es besar b'mayim, v'tahir. And he washes his clothing, he goes to the mikvah, and then he becomes tar. So darshan's the braisa like this. The Tani we learned in the braisa. Why does the Pasuk have to specify that he shaves off the hair of his head? The Pasuk already said that he's supposed to shave off all of his hair. So all of his hair, I already know, he shaves off everything. The Torah then specifies, he shaves off the hair of his head, he shaves off the hair of his beard. Why does the Torah have to specify that he shaves off the hair of his head? So says the Braisa like this. Lefisha Nemar, because we have a pasuk that says, Loisa kifu pas reishchem, it says that a person is not allowed to shave the payas of his head. So shemei ani af mitzayra king. So if I would have thought to say that even though it's true that a mitzayra has a chiv to shave off all the hair on his body, I would have said, but it doesn't include his payas. His payas, he's not allowed to touch because there's a laugh, there's a loisa say. The Torah says, Loisa kifu pas reishchem, that you're not allowed to shave the corners, the payas of your head. So I would have assume that the Mitzayra also, he's not allowed to shave his payas. Tamalaymar Raishai. To that, the Pasuk says that no, he shaves off all of his hair, even Sar Raishai, even the hair of his head. Meaning to say that we darshan from Raishai that the assay for the Mitzayra, the assay of Giluach for the Mitzayra to shave off all of his hair, that's Daiche the Lois assay of payas, and he's supposed to shave off even his payas. Now the Gemara just points out parenthetically that you see from here v'kasaver haitana akafas kol ha-roish ma'akafa. The machlekes in the Gemara and Makkos is the isra of hakafa of shaving off a person's payas is a dafka if he shaves off his payas and he leaves the rest of his hair. Or is it even if he shaves off his entire head, if he goes bald? Is going bald also called taking off his payas? Now he doesn't have any hair. Or perhaps taking off your payas means just the payas and leaving the rest of the hair. But if a person would take off all of his hair, he would not be over on the Isra of Leisa Kifu Pas Reishachem. That's a Machlekes and Makkos. So the Gemara is pointing out parenthetically that the fact that this Tana has to learn from a drasha, from a pasuk of Raishai, that the assay of Giluach, when the Mitzayra shaves off all of his hair, that that's Daiche, the Leis assay of Leis Akifu Pas Raishchem, even though the Mitzayra is shaving off his entire hair, all of his hair, he's going completely bald, so you see from here, V'kasavar Aitana, Akavas Kol HaRaish Ma'akafa, that it is considered an Isra of Akafa, even if you shave off all of your hair. And that's why he needs to learn out a drasha that it's mutter for a Mitzayra to do it. If he held like the man D'Amar who says that Akafas Kol HaRosh is not considered Akafa, you're not over on the Isra of Akafa if you go completely bald, so then I don't need a drasha to tell me that the Mitzayra is allowed to do it. It's Pashat he's allowed to do it. Everyone's allowed to do it. It must be that this Tana holds that Akafas Kol HaRosh is an Isra of Akafa, and Afal Pikein, the Tana has a drasha that the Asay of Giluach for the Mitzayra is Daiche the Leis Asay of Leis Akifu Pas Reishachem. So you see from here, Makar, that Asay is Daiche Leis Asay. However, says the Gemara that that's not a good Makar, because Dikala Mifrach, you could ask on this, that if that's the Makar, so then Mal Lav the Hakafa, Shekin Lav, Shein Shava Bako. The lav of Hakafa is a very weak lav. It's not a lav that applies to everybody in the world. Women do not have an iser of Hakafa Sarash. They don't have an iser to take off their payas. And if so, being that it's not Shava Bakal, so that shows us a certain weakness in the lav. So it's true, you might have a makar from here, that asay is daicha alais asay, when it's not Shava Bakal, when it's a weaker lais asay, but you can't learn from here that asay is daicha a real, a full-fledged lais asay. You can't learn from here that an asay is daicha a regular lais asay, like by Yibam. You would never be able to learn from here that Yibam would be daicha the Isser Varais, because that's a real lais asay. Over here, it's a weaker lais asay. It's a lav shein shava b'kol. So this cannot be the makar for asay deich lais asay. Ella says the Gemara, attempt number two. Similar, same parasha. We're still learning from the parasha of Mitzayra, from this mitzvah of Giluach, that he has to shave off all of his hair. But now we're going to move on to the next word in the pasuk. It says he shaves off as kol sa'aray, as reishai, ve'as zikanai. The pasuk also specifies that he takes off all the hair of his beard. Ela asya mezikanai. So says the Gemara that we can learn out the klal of asay daich alayis asay from this extra word of zikanai. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that zikanai matam alaymar. Why does the Torah have to specify that when the Mitzayra takes off all of his hair, that he also takes off the hair of his beard? It's obvious, the Pasuk already tells us that he's supposed to shave off as kol sa'aray. So of course, included in that is the hair of his beard. So says the Gemara, lefishan emar, because it says by the Kehanim. It says in Parshas Emor. It says, ufa'as zikanam layi. It says that the Kehanim, they have an extra lav. Besides the fact that everybody, nobody's allowed to take off and shave off their beard with a razor, Kehanim have an extra lav. Upa'as zikanam le'galeichu. It says a pasuk specifically to the Kehanim that the payas of their beards, they're not allowed to shave off. So being that Kehanim have an iser, that they're not allowed to shave off payas zikanam, their beards, so shemei'ani af kayin mitzayrakein. So I might think that also, a person who's a kayin and becomes a mitzayra, a kayin who becomes a mitzayra, and now he's finishing his tahara, he's supposed to shave off his hair. So I might think, but fine, he shaves off his hair, but he's not allowed to shave his beard, because the pasuk says, "Upas zikanam le'igalechu." He has a lais asay. He's not allowed to shave off his beard. So says the Braisa, so that's why the Torah says, "Tamu le'imer zikanai." That's why the pasuk by the giluach of the mitzayra specifies that he takes off all of his hair, and even the hair of his beard. It's coming to tell us that even if he's a kayin who became the mitzayra, even if the mitzayra that we're discussing is a kayin, and he has a special lavu pas zikanam la'igalechu, that he's not allowed to take off his beard, still, when the Torah is coming to say that the mitzayra is part of his chiv of giluach, the asay of giluach will be daicha, the leis asay of la'igalechu, and he's chayiv to take off the hair of his beard. So you see from here, asay is daicha alayis asay. Now, be'etzem, you have the same kasha over here that we had before. You'll have the same pircha. That this can't be the makar for asay daicha alayis asay, because again, it's a lais asay she'ain shava b'kol. This is a weaker lais asay. It's a lais asay that doesn't exist by everybody. This is a lais asay that's specifically to kehanim. And being that it's a lais asay that's not shava b'kol, it's a weaker lais asay, so you can't learn from here that asay is daicha a regular lais asay. All you see from here is that an asay is daicha a weak lais asay. However, says the Gemara that that's not true, because v'emeina inyan l'lav shein shava b'kol. It can't be that all the pasuk is teaching me is that asay is doicha alayis asay she'in shava b'kol, because I already know that from the previous word of the pasuk, from reishai. From reishai, I already know that he's supposed to shave off even his payas, and even though it's true that it's alayis asay she'in shava b'kol because it's not by women, I already see from there that asay is doicha alayis asay, at least when it's ein shava b'kol. So it can't be zakana is teaching me the exact same thing. So v'meina inyan l'lav she'in shava b'kol. If zakanai, it can't be a drasha for a lav she'ein shava b'kol, because I already have a drasha for that. So teneyu inyan l'lav shava b'kol. So this is one of the ways we darsh in the Torah. Rashi and Psachim Chaf Dalet says it's a halach l'maisha misinai. It's called an ena inyan. If you have a drasha that seems to be for something that I already have a drasha for, so we say an ena inyan. If it can't be used for that, teneyu l'inyan acher, make the drasha for something else. And here too as well, it can't be that the Torah is telling me zakanai to tell me that a kohen mitzvah is allowed to shave his beard, and all I'm supposed to learn from there is that asay is deichalais asay she'ein shava b'kol, because I already have a drasha for that. It must be the Torah wants me to learn from here, even though it's like against the klal of dayoy, but the Torah wants me to learn from here that asay is deichalais asay even when it is shava b'kol. So this is the makar for asay deichalais asay again, because it can't be talking about alais asay she'ein shava b'kol, even though that's the case. We're talking about a kayin by definition, it's in shava b'kol, but still the limud from here must be to tell me about nasei that it's deichalais asei even when it is shava b'kol, because when it's not shava b'kol, I already have reishay for that. Says the Gemara, it's not true. V'akati itzrech. It could be really all you're supposed to learn from here is that asay is deichalais asay when it's not shava b'kol. I already have a drasha for that. I already have reishay. Says the Gemara, but you need this drasha as well. Because sal kadai techamino, I could have understood that shani kaihanim hayo v'riba behen akas of mitzvahs yiseris. We find that kaihanim, they have a lot of mitzvahs, so maybe even though we have a cloud that asay is deichalais asay shein shava b'kol, I could have understood that if a kayin becomes a mitzvah, that he's not allowed to shave off his beard, and I'm not going to say asay deichalais asay. Ah, but asay is deichalais asay, at least when it's not shava b'kol. Asay is deichalais asay, we learned it out already from Reishai. It's true you learned that from Reishai, but maybe by Kaihanim, who we find the Kaihanim always have more mitzvahs, so maybe by Kaihanim he's not allowed to shave off his beard. Maybe he's not, even though it's a lais asay she'ein shava b'kol, maybe by Kaihanim I won't apply the rule of asay deichalais asay she'ein shava b'kol, because Kaihanim always have more mitzvahs. And maybe by here as well, I'll say that we're going to treat the Kayin in more and more strictly. So therefore, kamash molan d'dachi, that's why I need Zakane to teach me that no, we are going to say it's Deicha. So it's talking about Alaysa say She'ein Shava B'kol. Ah, I already have a drasha for that, but now the Torah is telling me an extra Chiddush that even by Kehanim will say that Nasei is Deicha Alaysa say She'ein Shava B'kol. I still do not have a Makar that Nasei could be Deicha, a regular Laysa say. So says the Gemara, attempt number 3. Ella says the Gemara that Asya me Reishai, the Hachtana. We learn it out from Reishai, but from the Reishai, the way a different Tana darshins Reishai. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, Reishai ma tam leimer. The pasuk again, the extra word Reishai, it says that the Mitzvah shaves off as kol sa'arai, and then it says as Reishai. Why does the Torah have to specify that he shaves off the hair of his head? The pasuk already says that he shaves off all of his hair. So Reishai matam aleimer. Why does this pasuk specify Reishai? So says this Tana, not like the previous Tana we had, says this Tana that the reason why it says Reishai is l'fisha ne'emar, because the pasuk says by a nazir, it says ta'ar l'yavra Reishai. It says that a nazir is not allowed to shave the hair on his head. A nazir, we know, is not allowed to cut his hair. So being that a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, shemei ani af mitzayra nazir kein. I might have thought that if you have a nazir who becomes a mitzayra, even though it's true, the mitzayra at the end of his tahara process, he's supposed to shave off all of his hair, but this mitzayra is a nazir. So since he's a nazir, and a nazir has a leis asay, tavor, that katar lo yavra al raishay, that he's not allowed to cut his hair. So maybe the nazir who's a mitzayra, he's not allowed to cut his hair. Tama loymar raishay. That's why the pasuk by the mitzvah saseh of giluach of the mitzayra, the pasuk specifies he's supposed to shave as raishay the hair of his head, to coming to teach us that even though he's a nazir, he's supposed to shave off all of his hair as raishay, even though he's a nazir who has an iser of lo yavra al raishay. The mitzayra is supposed to shave off his hair, and asay of giluach will be daiched leis asay of tar liyavra reishai, and this will be the makar for asay daiched leis asay. The pasuk pshat of the gemara seems to be saying, and that nazir is a leis asay that shavu bikol, because anybody could become a nazir. There is a girsa, the girsa that we have at least in Rashi. Rashi seems to suggest that a nazir is not shavu bikol, and Rashi explains the gemara al derech zeh. Others say that this was added into Rashi. It's not really what Rashi said, and it's not really true. And really, a nazir is shavu bikol. That's for sure the pashas. And a nazir is something which is shavu bikol, because anybody could be a nazir. And being that anybody could be a nazir, it's a lav sheshav bikol, and still we see that the asay of giluach of the mitzayra is deiche the leis asay that shav bikol of nazirus of tar liyavra reishai. So this could be the makar that asay is deiche a leis asay even when it's shav bikol. To which the gemara says, and no, it's true that this might be shav bikol. It's true, and therefore it's a regular lav, but there's still something weak about this lav. Ikal Mifrach says the Gemara, you could ask that this lav of Nazir is weak because Mala Nazir Mitzayra Shekein Yeshnu B'Sheila. The lav of Eliyavra Reishai, the lav for a Nazir to shave his head, that also has a weakness, Shekein Yeshnu B'Sheila. Because the Nazir could always be Matir Neder. It's true, he made himself into a Nazir, and now he has an Isser of Tar Eliyavra Reishai, but that's an Isser that's really... it's really situational. He could be Matir Neder, and then he's not going to have the Isser. He could take away that Isser by just being Matir Neder. So that there's a certain weakness, weakness in the Lav of Tar Lo Yavra Reishai, because he could always undo it. You can't learn from here that Naseh could be Deicha Leis Aseh when the Leis Aseh is set in stone, like by Arias. You can't learn from here that Yivam should be Deicha Arias, because that's a real Leis Aseh that's set in stone. So you can't learn from Nazir to a regular Asay Daich Alayis Asay. And that's the Gemara says that this attempt, again, shutting down the third attempt, is that this is not a good Makar, because this also, this Leis Asay, even though it might be Shavu Bikol, but there's a different weakness because of the fact that it's Yeshnoi B'Sheila. And the Gemara proves that this must be a weakness in the Leis Asay. The Gemara says, I'll prove it to you that this is a Taina. The fact that it's Yeshnoi B'Sheila, the fact that the Nazir could be Matir Neder, shows us a weakness in the Lav, and I'll prove it to you that that's a good taina. The loy teimahachi, because if you don't go with this taina, if you're going to assume that the leis asay by nazir is a regular lav, so then wait a second, we're going to be stuck. Ha dekai malon dein asay deicha leis asay vasay. We know that the rule is that even though asay deicha leis asay, but asay cannot be deicha something that has with it a leis asay and an asay. If there's something which has a leis asay and an asay attached to it, so then we do not say asay deicha leis asay. Machlokes Rishayim, Taisus and Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph, Taisus and Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Mem Aleph. Exactly why? Either because the asay is deicha the leis asay, but then you're left with an asay. And ain't asay deicha asay, or because even though asay is deicha leis asay, but nasay can't be deicha leis asay that has nasay, which makes the leis asay stronger. The asay makes the leis asay stronger, and it makes it that we don't say asay deicha leis asay. Either way, the rule is that ain't asay deicha leis asay ve'asay. And if so, being that we have that as a rule, ask the Gemara Kasha, l'chayr nazir, this case of giluach by a nazir mitzayra, should show us otherwise. Ligmar mi nazir, why don't we learn out from Nazir that asay is deicha leis asay ve'asay? Because besides the iser lav of tar liyavra reishai, that a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, there's also an asay of kadosh yiyah. There's also an asay that he has to let his hair grow out. So a nazir is a leis asay, and it's also an asay. And the Torah, the way we're dashing the pasuk, says that a mitzayra who's a nazir, he has a mitzvah asay of giluach, and that's daicha raishai, that's daicha the iser of a nazir to cut his hair, which means that the asay of mitzayra is daicha the leis asay the asay of nazir. So why don't we learn out from nazir to call a Torah kula that an asay is daicha a leis asay the asay? Why do we have a rule that ein asay daicha leis asay the asay? We should learn out from Nazir that it is daicha leis asay v'asay. My time olay gamrinan. So what's the pshat that we don't learn elam nazir? My time olay gamrinan. So elamai, what's the pshat that we don't learn out from nazir such a rule that an asay could be daicha leis asay v'asay? It must be because of the taina that we said before. Because you could ask that this is a shvachalav because it's yeshnei b'she'ela. The nazir is able to be matir neder. So hachanami, when we're trying to learn out asay doichalais asay from here, you can't, because ikalamifrach shekin yeshnoi b'she'ela. You can ask that the lav of tar liyavra reishoi is a shvach lav because it's yeshnoi b'she'ela. You could always undo it. You could be matir neder, and you cannot learn from here that asay could be doicha a regular lais asay. So that's the end of attempt number 3. Bez Hashem, in the following share, we'll discuss the Gemara's final teretz.